An Anchorage police officer was shot early this morning while making a traffic stop on the city's east side. It's the second attempted killing of an APD officer this year. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Normally, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan's weekly Wednesday afternoon press conferences have a number of topics. Not today. There was only one item, the shooting of Officer Gene Mills, here described by Police Chief Mark Mew.
About 3:15 this morning, Officer Mills observed a car that was suspicious in her mind and committed a traffic infraction. She's subsequently stopped that vehicle at the vicinity of DeBar and Beaver. Sometime during the exchange with the driver, we're still working on the details of that, the driver produced a gun and fired multiple shots. She was struck.
Mills is a 12-year veteran of APD and has spent much of her duty as a patrol officer on the mid-shift from 11 p.m. to 9 a.m. According to Chief Mew, assistants rushed to Mills in about 1 minute. She was taken to a local hospital where she underwent surgery.
Officer Mills has just got out of surgery a moment ago. I think things look good for her under the circumstances, but the surgery went well and she will recover.
An accompanying press release says her recovery time is expected to be significant. The chief released few details from the investigation that has seen dozens of officers, detectives, and SWAT team members working the case throughout the day. The shooter's car was a maroon four-door Ford Taurus. Police report it was found about 7 a.m. abandoned in a parking lot near Northern Lights Boulevard and Burgaw Street. The car has been taken to the police station where it's being examined for evidence and leads. Police have made no arrests. Muse says they will utilize the press to notify the public should they begin to openly seek a suspect. This is the second officer shooting in Anchorage this year. On January 9th, APD officer Jason Allen was the victim of a drive-by shooting in a case that remains unsolved. He survived multiple wounds but is still recovering. Mills, like Allen, was wearing a protective vest. Some reporters asked Sullivan about his mayoral campaign promise to reduce violent crime in the city. Besides these two officer attacks, they pointed to last month's shooting of a man at a weekend picnic in a city park. Sullivan responded.
What I campaigned on was the fact that between 2003 and 2008, there was a growing rate of crime, particularly in violent crime. That's one of the reasons I ran for office. That's a trend that you don't turn around overnight.
Chief Mew was asked if he thought, given the shootings, if Anchorage was a safe city.
For a city of its size and composition, I think Anchorage is a reasonably safe city. Do bad things happen in Anchorage? Yep, they sure do. Most people who go about their normal affairs, you know, aren't victimized. Most people. Does that mean we don't have our challenges? No, that doesn't mean that at all. Some days we win, some days it's more difficult.
The chief said, along with its own officers, the police department has received assistance from the U.S. Marshals Task Force, the FBI, the university police, and has offers of help from the state troopers. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.